going to be a lot of fun. We're going to relive a lot of memories. And Bob Chase, you've got another record you brought along, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, good artists are enduring. They live over the years. 25 years ago, the great Ray Charles did it this way.
Yeah.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
No care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Ray Charles, a guy that just never quits. And, of course, he's one of the great influences in one of the great pieces of music of all time here in the last year as well.
Still is. He's going strong. You still see him all the time. And he does a lot of country now. He's a very versatile guy, Ray Charles.
Whatever you want him to do, he does right.
He does it.
And it was Hit the Road, Jack.
That's what the song was. Jack, right.
Didn't mean it.
I know you didn't.
The Fabulous Fowl. I mean, the Fabulous Four are here this morning hosting Jukebox Saturday morning, all right? And, of course, we're plugging our big dance next
You know, Don, one of the stories behind the scenes right now.
Okay.
I think our music is wearing out. You know, Don, one of the stories behind the scenes right now.
Okay.
I think our music is wearing out the needle, Randy. Steve are having to change a pickup over
the
here.
The old days where you had to change the needle between records, right. Remember that? You know what we're going to do? We're going to open the telephone. Steve Schramm here says he has a few tickets here at the station that he's going to give away for anyone. The first person who can call in and answer this question. Now, we mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, and a lot of people would remember anyway. But the first person to call in with the correct answer, where did WoWo used to have the four big major summer record hops at the four different lakes? There's four big famous lakes around where we did them every year, and we discussed it earlier. If anybody can call in and identify those four locations where we did our summer WoWo lake hops, Steve's got some tickets to the upcoming dance, and they're not giving away tickets otherwise. So
wasn't that Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, Lake Ontario?
Well, you left out Erie. If anybody can call, what's the number to call here?
467-1190.
467-1190. If you can mention those four locations where we did our summer hop, the four area lakes, you'll win some tickets to Friday night's dance. So let's wait and see if we can get some calls on that.
D-Haven.
What do we got? Oh, we got music, guys.
We got a winner, I think.
You know who
we got a winner?
We have Sam Cooke. Remember this great song?
What
a classic.
We got a winner on the phone call.
Winner, oh, we do. Yeah. Can we put them on the air?
Sure.
Well, gee willikers, let's do that.
Who are we talking to?
Now, Bob, this young lady had the right answers. What is your name? And you tell Bob Chase he'll be talking to you on the air.
My name's Sue Hanninger.
Yeah, okay, Sue. Where are you from? And did you buy... No, you're not. No, you sound much too young to have been a part of those hops.
I'll be honest. My husband identified them.
That's okay. You married an older man, huh?
Yes.
But he really did attend the hops?
I wouldn't doubt that he did. I did too.
I only wish we could be doing them again because I think we had more fun and met more wonderful people and just had such a super time. Who knows? Maybe we'll start this all over again.
We hope so.
And you're going to have, free tickets to, two free tickets to the big nostalgia hop next Friday night. Okay, from 8 to midnight?
Wonderful.
The Wheel Center.
And when you get there, please come up and say hi.
Certainly will.
Okay, thanks very much, and say thanks to your husband for the information. Look forward to seeing you.
I will. Enjoy you.
Just a minute. Hang on now, because Steve's going to talk to you.
All right. Well, that's good. Didn't take too long to get the correct answer on that, did it, huh? The four lakes, of course, were Lake James, Hamilton Lake, Tippecanoe, and Grand Lake St. Mary's, where we had the Hobson Salina,
You know, one of those calls, one friend called in and said Lake Manitow. Uh-huh. And Lake Manitow is where I've had at least 500 shows coast to coast of all the big bands at the Colonial Hotel and Terrace Gardens. But that was not record hops. No. Those were live remotes for the big bands.
That's right.
But
that's interesting.
Thinking,
Those were the good old days, I'll tell you.
How about some Sam Cooke, huh?
In fact,
Do you want to say something first?
No, I was going to say, one thing stands out in my memory. The night I was 21, I was announcing Tommy Dorsey. And now this was the day before television, you know. And Tommy Dorsey said, "Folks, our announcer Bob Sievers is 21 years old today." And the entire band, coast to coast on the Columbia Network, played and sang Happy Birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's one birthday I'll never forget.
Oh, fantastic. Sam Cooke, "You Send Me."
Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do. Oh, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even hear that song because Bob Sievers has been relating old taboos and boo-boos on the air, most of which are not repeatable on the airways on purpose, at least.
Well, you know, looking down over the years, they all actually happened, and I think, oh, no, this couldn't be, and it happened to me.
Yeah. You know, but the nice thing about that, Bob, is one day a group of people got together and said, we should invent something that we can communicate with people. Let's call it radio. Let's call Bob Sievers and see if he thinks that's okay. And from then you've gone. You know?
Yeah. 18 minutes past 11 o'clock in Jukebox Saturday morning. By the way, in connection with the tickets for next Friday's big Nostalgia Hop, I might mention the fact that tickets purchased in groups of 10 may reserve a table. They're going to have a certain number of tables, and if you reserve a table of 10 tickets, that's right. $50. They will make sure that you get a table that you can, you know, sit at.
Can't take it with you, though, folks.
No, you cannot take it with you. That's right. Jukebox Saturday morning. Jack Underwood, you brought in all kinds of records over here.
Yeah, I did.
Surfer Joe by the Safari. We played Safari.
Well, yeah, it's the other side.
The other side, yeah.
Popular.
All that kind of stuff. But in the meantime here, my gosh, we're winding down here into our final hour. Doesn't seem like we've been here almost 2.5 hours already. Once again, we'll follow this broadcast at 12 noon, the four of us, by appearing at Grand Wayne Center at the main ticket window, selling tickets for next Friday's WoWo Nostalgia Hop. So come on by at that time and latch onto the tickets. Good time, good cause. You can't beat that combination, right?
Hey, you're corrected.
There, that was Bill Doggett.
Boy, oh boy.
Ooh, you know, we've got a little contest coming up.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's back when, you know, when the organ was relatively a strange instrument into rock and roll or jazz, which he played. Yeah, well, you know, Sue Henninger won a little while ago on the little contest about the places where we had our summer record hops. Going to do another one with this next record here on Jukebox Saturday morning, and we're not going to mention the title of the artist, and anybody, the first person who can call in and identify the artist and the title, there are two more tickets for Friday's Nostalgia Hop. So once again, the number is
467-1190.
The frequency. So if you can identify this artist by the artist name and the title of the song, first caller in with the correct answer, you win the tickets. All right?
Go for it.
Well, we've got our winner already, Shirley Carhoff of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hmm.
She's out on Dunkelberg Road, as a matter of fact.
Didn't take long, did it, huh?
Now, who was it?
You with us, Shirley?
Yes, I am.
All right. Where did you originally hear that?
I just heard it on the... Well, I have an album of the Supremes, but just now I just remembered it. I'm a little nervous right now. I never won nothing in my life.
Well, you have now.
Two tickets.
I know.
Well, yes. Well, tell us
what more fitting day with the Fabulous Four.
Tell us who the group was and the name of the song, Shirley.
Okay, the group was Diana Ross of the Supremes, and the record was Reflections.
Right, Reflections. I thought that title may be a little tougher, but she got it right off the bat. Well, you've won two tickets to the Big Wall Nostalgia Hop next Friday night. We hope to see you there.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
We'll play that song for you, and you can dance to it, all right?
Okay.
All right, Shirley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, isn't that nice, huh? Some of these people really know these songs. I mean, boy, from the first note on the when they hear it, they know the song and the title. Okay, it's 28 minutes past 11 o'clock, fellas. You realize we've chewed up 2.5 hours already of Wovo's valuable time.
We sure have, and I might as well tell you one other thing. No festival boat rides today because there's too much high water. So, and that's not only...
No boat rides because of too much water.
Too much high water, yeah. And I see everybody in here has their trousers rolled up. I don't know what's too high in this place, but we've had a lot of fun thus far with the Fabulous Four this morning, and Leslie Gore is going to keep things right on going. Remember this one?
She
Just in case you're wondering what in the world's going on at 1190 this morning, this is the morning of the Fabulous Four. Myself, Bob Chase, along with Bob Sievers, Jack Underwood, and Don Chevalet. And, of course, we're here on behalf of the Big Nostalgia Record Hop coming up next Friday night at the Grand Wayne Center from 8 to midnight. And we gave Chris Roberts a good opportunity to take a Saturday morning and just relax at the lake and just have a doggone good weekend. He'll be back next week, same time, same spot. And we appreciate the fact he relinquished some time so we could have a ball here this morning with you.
Yeah, you know what? No, and Chris, so he'd have had a good time here with us doing all this stuff because he's into all the nostalgia. Mm-hmm.
He'd have never gotten a word in edgewise.
Boy, yeah, we'd have drowned him out. This next song ties in with a place that used to exist in Fort Wayne. I wonder how many people remember the Jack and Jill Amusement Park. Used to be out on the bypass.
Sure.
I think it's where the big Kmart is now. They had all the rides and the whole bit. They had a stage. And we used to do record hops there. And I did a record hop with this next guy coming up back about 67, about the time this was popular. It was one of the wildest songs to come along in the 60s. A guy by the name of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And right here it is. Let's listen, all right?
Mitch Ryder there.
Boy, that is a wild one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hard-driving music.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Can you hear that?
Bob?
Well, I mentioned earlier in the program today I would one by Skeeter Davis that would fit in here of her many, many songs, mostly country and western. Here's one that she had that when it first came out, it went over at some of my record hops, but I only play it once in a great while on the air, but I thought just for old time's sake. And Randy, when she gets into it, I'd like you to up the volume in the studio here to show the boys the beat to this record. Skeeter Davis, and If I Had Wheels.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, if I had wheels, I'd be a motor car to put you in the driver's seat.
And with the Wheels contest this morning, where Dugan is, I thought that was fitting too. Skeeter Davis, If I Had Wheels. Whoa, time now, 20 minutes before noon. That's before one already in Ohio and Michigan. And our general outlook, well, when you look out the weather, that's just about what it is, mostly sunny. Continued hot and humid today with a high in the mid-90s. Jack?
And hopscotching around the state, Indianapolis is sunny in 89, Evansville is sunny in 91, South Bend is mostly sunny and 88 degrees, and in Fort Wayne right now, it is 87 degrees and 92 degrees downtown.
92 at 11, what, 41 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness sakes alive. Well, it's so cool in the studio here, you wouldn't know.
Boy, remember, Bob, when we used to work in radio, they couldn't afford air conditioning. That's nice.
I remember those days.
Oh, hey, yeah. I do. I really do.
Well, they couldn't afford to maintain it. It was always breaking down.
Afford a janitor in those days to turn it on, either.
Do you know what we used to do up in Jackson, Michigan, when I was up there? I would pick up 100 pounds of ice. We were in a hotel, and we'd go up the hotel, and then we'd put a
electric
fan behind it, and that was it.
That's your air conditioning, eh?
You know, a lot of people, speaking of Jackson, a lot of people may be interested in knowing where each guy really started in broadcasting. Now, Bob, we mentioned, of course, you spent your whole career right here at WoWo, starting
right
in 36.
Yes.
And Chase, you started where?
I started in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in Marquette in a little station which was eventually named WDMJ, but it started out as WBEO. And at that time, quickly, it was taken by the local residents as We Bother Everyone. DMJ got respect.
Jack, you started what?
In Jackson, Michigan. WIBM.
That's right.
We had no thing to do about it, you know.
Yeah.
We used to call it the world's independent largest mess, but
yeah, 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 yeah.
What was what were the call letters again?
WIBM.
I could think of something.
Yes, indeed. And I started over at WNDU in South Bend over there in 55, I guess it was, in radio and television. And that's where I started. Spent 4 years, then came to WoWo in 59, which was quite a plum in those days.
Oh, yes.
You know that?
Yes.
And you guys all preceded me.
It's a peach now, Chef.
It's a peach. You got it right. We've got peachy music, too.
As long as it isn't a lemon.
What do we got up here, anyway?
Kansas City.
Oh, Seavers, you introduced
this.
This is your song.
Wilbert Harrison and Kansas City, Beat It Out, Boys.
Watch out, it's mine.
Back to good old what? Harrison.
Wilbert. 57 or 8 around in there, wasn't it?
That was before my time.
Yeah, I wasn't around either, right? Well, listen, we've been
hitting, Dugan.
We've been hitting the 50s and 60s. How about a song out of the early 70s, since this program ties in with that? You'll all remember this song by Santana.
We'll have a good time, and I hope for a worthy cause like this, we do pack the Grand Wayne Center and have a good time for charity. Jack, any last words?
I'm all for
you.
I'm all
going to relive a lot of memories.
You know how we're going to wind it up, fellas.
Oh, I got an idea.
All right, let her fly.
At the hop, 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 do the dance.